Okay, on that note, Tota Va, this week in Parshas Toldos, as the Torah indicates, that Yaakov and Esau were young, so they grew up in the same house, obviously, with they grew up in the same household, obviously, being trained by the same parents. And the pasuk says in the first source, the sheep who choose to follow the sheep, so have to. It says in Perikop Hei, Parshas Toldos, Perikop Hei, Bereishis, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayigdu Hanorim, and then they grew up, Vayi Esav Isha Deyatzayin, Yisodav Yaakov Ishtam and Sheva Olim. They went in different directions. Esav became a man of the field, a hunter and so on. Yaakov stayed at home in the tents, more of an academic, if you will. So Rashi comments on that Pasuk in the second source, Perikop Hei, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Vayigdu Hanorim, Vayi Esav, etc. Kozman Shehukhanim, when they were young kids, Loyim Mikarim Asayim. You know, you couldn't really tell. The little kids, you know, they behave more or less the same way. They ain't other medactic for him. You can't really tell just from looking what the nature is. The little kids, you know, all behave more or less the same. But Kevin Shinasu Bnei Shloshes Reishano, they started to mature. They reached the age of 13. So then, Zeph Pirsha Bat Midrash, Zeph Pirsha Bat Azara. One turned to the base Medrash, one turned to Bat Azara. That's how Rashi explains. Rashi gets this from the Medrash, where the Medrash adds something, as we'll see in Source 3. The Medrash here in Bereishis Rabbah in Parshas Toldos and Parshas Samach Gimel Siman Yud, it says as follows. It expands a little bit. Vayigdu Hanorim, Rabbi Levi Omar, Moshel Ahadas Itzvonis. It gives a moshel to Ahadas, Ahadas myrtle leaves, I don't know from Sukkot, Hadasim, and Itzvonis is some kind of a flower that's very thorny, a thorn. So it says, Vashel G'delem Zel Gabe Zel. When they first, they grew right next to each other. The Cayman sheep, so when they're just planted, you can't tell when a thing begins to sprout. You can't tell what ultimately is going to come out of it. But Cayman sheep deal will be free. This one gives off a beautiful smell, and that one gives off its thorn. The cock, so too, call you Gimel Shana Shneim, hopefully makes a safer, same boy makes a safer. Kids are little, they both go to school, they both come home from school, they both go to the park, they both go home from the park, you know, and it's the same. But Lachar gives Gimel Shana after 13. And now the added point that's relevant to tonight's year, the Gemara says, Amar of Elazar, Tarich Adam, the top of no Ajud Gimel Shana. A parent has to have a special mitzvah of educating and working with his child till the age of 13. We'll see if that goes on later. Mikan Ba'ele, Tarich Loma, Sheyomar, Baruch Shep Tarani Me'on Sheshozer. After he reaches the age of 13, the father just says a bracha. Baruch Shep Tarani Me'on Sheshozer. There's a special bracha. Blessed is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who has now exempted me, so to speak, from the responsibility and the punishment associated with this child. Meaning, not that there's no more mitzvah to raise a child, but now he's responsible, at least to a great extent, for his own action. And therefore, the father makes his bracha, it's no longer my responsibility. So that's the Medrash and Bereishis Rab over here. So we're familiar, all of us, with the mitzvah of chinuch. And I just want to digress for a moment and wonder where the mitzvah of chinuch comes from. Where is there a pasuk in the Chumash exactly that tells us there's a mitzvah of chinuch? Here we have a medrash. The medrash says you have to work with your child till the age of 13. So where is the pasuk of chinuch? Now you might think, v'shinantam levanecha, v'limaretem osos v'nechem, but that's really Talmud Torah. Right? The chinuch is a little different than Talmud Torah. Chinuch is beyond Talmud Torah. It's not just its mitzvahs, its behavior, and so on. So where is exactly the source of mitzvah chinuch? So the classic source, in source number four here, the pasuk in Mishlei, Perikop Bey's pasuk vav, which many of you are familiar with, at least the first half, chanoch v'nar al pi darko. You have to educate and train every child in accordance with his way, because gam ki azkin lo yosir mena. Then when he gets older, he won't veer away from that derech which you've taught him. So the mitzvah of David on that pasuk in Mishlei, in source five, Perikop Bey's pasuk vav, so the... So the pasuk in Mishlei, and so as far as it says, what does it mean? Chanoch haschel v'hargel es hanar b'shonim laholicho hanar b'shonim laholicho b'oros Hashem. You should make the child accustomed when he's young in years and so on to make him to begin with him and to initiate him to make him accustomed l'fi derech chachma. So based upon his level of intelligence and knowledge, imatim harbe. Of course, it varies from child to child. Okay, and if he's accustomed to that, then when he gets older and he becomes responsible on his own, he'll already be trained by you, so he won't veer from that path. Okay, that's how Mitzvah David says. Interesting is that there's a Rashi in Kiddushin on source number six, Lamed Amud Aleph. Rashi in Kiddushin says, what does it mean? The Gemara quotes that pasuk. What does it mean? Rashi there says, It doesn't say this in Mishnah, but it says it here. Derech shekol yomav yimisnaig bo chanoch lo b'nar ruso. You should, the way that you want him to behave when he's older, right? So that's how you should train him when he's younger. But I think Rashi.
Well, are we talking about a boy at this point?
Well, I mean, again, it says nar, but right now, well, we can assume that it's a generic instruction. I don't want to go, that subject, I spoke about it another time, I wrote an essay about it, I have to assure you, on the question of chinuch vis-a-vis your daughter. That's not a topic tonight. When one of my daughters became bas mitzvah, I put out an essay on that subject, the chinuch for daughters. It's an important subject, we'll touch a little bit on what we're talking about here, but that's not the issue. Let's assume right now it's any child, okay? So the point is, look back at the pasuk in 4, Chanoch and Arpi Darko, Gam ki yaskin lo yosu mimena. What's the mimena? He won't veer from it. What's the interesting to that pronoun? So then the Tzudas David says, he won't veer from that which you teach him, from the chinuch. Chanoch and Arpi is Gam ki yaskin lo, and that may be what Rashi
that's
says
not,
also.
But,
huh? Right, that's an interesting question grammatically. But I think that what Rashi may be hinting at is that Gam ki yaskin lo is mimena from the derech. Meaning, a child has a certain derech. A child has a personality. Many, those of us children, you know, see getting older, or you have nieces and nephews, you have relatives, whatever. Sometimes the exact same trait that they exhibit as adults, you saw them when they were kids. This kid was impatient about that, and that kid, you know, the very same behavior pattern. Of course, they were mature, but certain characteristics, certain tendencies. You saw them when they were babies. They had the same tendency.
I don't understand this Rashi.
Yes,
this is 30. You're reading the Rashi.
Yeah.
When they're, as soon as they're born, you can see the way.
Right. So Rashi, what it means is you better educate them in accordance with their personality, because that's not changing. Because even when they get older, their personality isn't going to change. Their tendencies aren't going to change. So make sure the way you train them it makes sense. I don't go into that now, but if Shashon Hirsch on this parasha here in Toldos, and I wouldn't have the shoulders of Gorach to say it, but he says that Yitzchak and Rivka made an error, that they raised Yaakov and Esav the same way, and they were different. They were different personalities, different kids. I mean, again, I wouldn't have the other opponent to say such a thing, but one of Shachar for her says that maybe that was an error Yitzchak and Rivka made, that they assumed that they're both the same, or they treated them both the same, educated them the same way, and that doesn't work. Not the same education. Anyway, that's a side point. No, that's usually counted as one of the sources of the mitzvah. Chinuch, chanuch, what does the word chinuch actually mean? Again, it's a digression. What does the word chinuch mean? Okay, exactly. So usually we translate education. I don't think that that's a fully accurate translation. It's not wrong, but it doesn't completely paint the picture. And I think the answer is in a Rashi in Parsha Lech Lecha from a couple of weeks ago, Source 7. It says in Perek Yudalev, Bereishis spoken to Moshe Yudalev. That's when Avraham Avinu heard that Lot had been taken prisoner of war in that battle between the four kings and the five kings. So Avram rallied his troops. He says, "Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv." He heard that his relative Lot was taken. "Vayorek es chanichov yilidayveso." He rounded up his chanichov, right, and 318 people. He pursued them, and you know, rescued Lot. You know those stories. So Rashi comments, one of the Diklag Rashi in Source 8. Again, it's Bereishis Perek Yudalev Pasuk Yudalev chanichov. It says without the Lot. So some say it was just Eliezer. Eliezer Gemat was 318, so it was 18, and it was just Eliezer. Shechin chola mitzvahs. What does it mean? I'm not interested now who it was, but the second part of Rashi. Behu lashem hascholas kenisas ha'adam okli le'omnos shu asid lamavah. The word chinuch really, in its purest sense, means to initiate either a person or even an object into the use, how it's going to be used from here forward. So, for example, I mean, you know, just tonight's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So, Chanukah hamizbeach, right? Or Chanukah hamishkan. It's an initiation. It's putting it into its use. The Kohen brought a korban called the minchas chinuch. The term chinuch by itself means to initiate or to make something suitable and put it into its use. That's the way it's going to be used from here forward. That's what Rashi says. Hascholas knesses all okli le'omnes rosu lamod bo. And that's what says chanuch lenar, chanuch kavisbeh, chanuch katapayis. Okay. I don't know that French word at the end means initiation, but it may, I don't know. But be that whatever it doesn't. But the point is, I think really that's the definition of the word chinuch, is to train a youngster, boy or girl, for that which is going to be the rest of their lives. We hope they're going to be observing Torah mitzvahs and throughout their whole lives. That's going to be the path that they're going to follow. So we have to initiate them when they're at a young age and make them suitable. So when they get to the age of bar or bas mitzvah, you know, it's not a shock to the system. Oh, now you have to go do this, that, and the other thing. Oh, really? I never heard about it. Huh? I said, I'm not sure. I think it probably is.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just a side point. An interesting passage from the Shalom, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Nun Bet, Beis Amud Aleph, Kufnum Beis Vanal, the Gemara says, Kiosu Dima Ami on Kusa Kli, the Vardas, Chavusa Kli, the Tilpo. Okay, that as a youngster, so you have a crown of like a rose, an older person, some sort of other type of someone or something like that. But again, it's a crown. Shalom is going to say that that which you have as a child that stays with you. That's what stays with you. You know, the gifts and kusa, so to speak. Now, so the top,
you're establishing a foundation.
Basically. And now, the truth of the matter is, in terms of what I want to get to, in terms of the mother, because the title is here, the mother's obligation is the chinuch. Okay? Rashi said back in source 3 in the Medrash Nar said, he told us, Amar Lazar Tzarek Adam Litapa Vino. Again, Adam and Vino could be a generic term. It doesn't mean Dafka male and not a female. It doesn't, the same way it doesn't mean Dafka the son, not the daughter. That can be, it cannot be. Chanoch Nar Opi Darko, the Pasuk in Mishnah in source 4, doesn't have to be Nar, it could be Nara also. But again, I'm not talking about now who the, so to speak, the receiver of the initiator. I'm talking about who's the initiator. So the Gemara has in Brachos Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So it's what Gedola Havtocha Shivtichan Hakadosh Baruch Hu LaNoshim Yosim HaNoshim. In a certain sense, in some ways, women have more of an obligation or more of a Havtocha more than men. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? The pasuk's not important. Amal Rechia, Amalei Rav Rechia, Noshim B'Mai Zachon. What's a great schus? The famous Gemara. What's a great schus the woman had? Bakuria Banayu LeBei Knishta. Making sure that children go to shul. Right. The second part over there, wait, the husband and so on, but for our purpose tonight, the first part was important. They make sure the wives can make sure the children should go to shul. Okay? Rashi explains the next page 12. Not going to shul for davening, but rather, says Rashi in the second source in 12, the design of an alpha prophet, Tinoko shall make some her reveal yos lonely with they rob the second. That's what the cheder was. That's what this. So the women, why? Because at least in those days, very often the husband got up early in the morning, went out to the farm, went out to work. So who was responsible for getting the kids off to school? The wife. The wife had to, the mother had to make sure that the kids go to the Rebbe, go to learn in the Beis HaKnesset. Okay? In fact, we find an interesting mission in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. The mission there lists Chamisha Talmidim Ha'ol Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the famous great Tana of Yochanan Zakkai, five primary disciples. Okay. Who are Monas Shimcha? So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had a compliment about each one of them. And the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos lists what they are. Elizabeth Hercules bore some Abbe people. It was, his mind was like a cistern, like a plastered cistern. Whatever went in, he never got, he remembered everything. Never leaked, never, nothing ever went out. But what did he say about Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua, Ashrei Yoladato. Happy or fortunate is the person who gave birth to such a wonderful man. So the Tiferes Yisrael on that mission, Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, those Ayin Ches, source 14, says Ashrei Yoladato. Sheimo Hidrechto LaTorah LaMidas Yisharos. It was his mother that trained him in Torah and Midas Tovos. Uklar Keshahaisim Uderes Mena. Tells the story that even when she was pregnant, before the baby was even born, Chazav LaTimidrasho, she went to the LaTimedrash. She asked people that the daven that the babies have should be Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik. That's he quotes Rashi, and he quotes Yerushalmi. Even more than that, she'omer she'imo holicha risocha risakneset because she zabku osam divrei Torah. Even when he was a baby, the mother used to push his stroller, his carriage, by the Beis Medrash. She should hear the words of the Torah. Didn't understand it. He's a baby. But anyway, the point is, it was the mother, says the first Yisrael, explaining the compliment given by Rabbi Shulam Hanya. It was Dafka the mother who, about Rabbi Shulam Hanya, was Dafka the mother that educated him. So you look in the Shalom 15, Shara Ovel Dalad, called Derech Eretz Mitzrayim, Rav Gimel. He writes a few very important concepts about Chinuch. I'm not going to read everything in it, but you can look at it. Beautiful ideas. The Iker is so Gadol Gidol Bonim. Raising children is a, you know, it's a very important and central principle. And he quotes, and he says, Kizel tachlish ha-peri-viria. The purpose of procreating is to raise the children to be over their Hashem, not to populate the world. I mean, the world doesn't have people at it. So, you know, not the one time. The original mitzvah rule, the horror, was to populate the world, but not anymore. He said, the idea is to have bottom of the day, bottom of Oskar Tarim mitzvah, and so on. Okay? And he says in the second paragraph, they have Omar Apostle, Chanochan Apidarko, etc. Ha'av v'ha'im. Underline now. So the father and the mother should not hold back from Musar in the plain old training and raising them. Will a host of Thomas every day to do more depending upon the child's level and his ability of understanding and so on. Okay? And the one that says Chavdalid, the Yaskul Bowman Steimel Sholoshonim, the kid's 2 or 3 years old, you have to begin training him. He said for 2 reasons, because, and he quotes that Gemara mentioned Shabbos before, you mentioned set the foundation, and so on. And he writes in Chavav, here's the line for us also, the Hanoshim Mitzuvos Al Tochachas B'neim Kemo Ha'av. The mother is required to show the child right the same way as the father, the Yosemir. And in some ways, even more dramatic. Why? Mitam Shem Pilios and Matthias, those are biased. Because usually it's the mother who's home more with the children. Again, not all the time, but in those days, even our time, the mother's home with the children more. And so on. So, and he quotes that Gemara in about Gedol HaTochavah and Brochus and so on. So therefore, you know, women should again should be careful to teach their children the same as men. The last paragraph from Zion, he writes, "The Tommy Getzvila Shgur B'Seha Avayim," and you should daven. Father and mother should daven for their children. It's an important lesson, in my opinion. That I do every day. You should say in the daven, in the Brachos Shema Tefila, should daven that the children should be firm and should be observant, good people, healthy. All those things. It's important to daven. They should be tzaddikim, baven that is togos and so on. And especially in Brachos HaTorah, when you say, you know, it should have in mind that you really mean that. Okay, other places in the davening, you know, and so on, Zara, and so on. So, from this point up to here, clearly, there's an obligation upon the mother as well, women as well, to raise, educate their children. But, we haven't, we've only spoken so far, we've seen, about chinuch in the broader sense. Be those tovos, the tzadikim, but what about particular misses? Yeah.
You made a distinction before between Talmud Torah and chinuch.
Right.
So, like, it seems like
Chinuch
was to teach them how to do
mitzvahs.
Isn't Talmud Torah also?
No, they're not related, but Talmud Torah is a particular mitzvah. So I have to teach my children Torah, but that doesn't necessarily learn how to learn. It doesn't necessarily talk about midos. It doesn't mean talking about how to eat lots of pesach, right? It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so I have to teach them Torah.
But isn't
it's related, there's no doubt. That it's related. Okay, you're right. But the mitzvah, I'm not saying they're not related. But the Chinuch is broader, that's what I'm saying. Now, if you take a look in terms of the another positive of But now I want to turn to particular mitzvahs. So here's what we have, and because we'll see what the apostle has to say about it. There's a famous mission in Sukkah, Surah 16, Daf Mem Beis and Aleph in Sukkah. The Mishnah says, "Katan Hayodel and Anaya Chayav Beluah." Right, the child knows how to shake away beluah properly. So he's obligated in the mitzvah of lulav. That's what says the mission, Sukkah, Membeis, and Aleph. So Gemara, on that mission, says in 17. So the question, what is he? Chayav? He's a cousin. He's under the age of bar mitzvah. So was he chayav? So Tanur Rabbanan, Membeis, and Aleph, 17. Kotna, Zelen, Anea, Chayav, Belulav. Lisate, Chayav, Besistik. Lishmur Tfilin, Aviv, Lokech, Lotfilin. Yodeel, Daber, Aviv, Lomdo, Torah, Kriyashma. What do you mean, Torah? He decided to talk to teach the whole Torah. Torah, Mayi? No, Amar Bamuna. Torah Tivon Moshe Marasha Kaz Yaakov. That's possible. It's one of the first things we probably learned. No,
Torah.
Still
here
is
an option.
It's not a factor
of
maturity.
Right. So
We'll get that again.
Torah Mahi, Torah means not all of them, it's the Pasuk, Torah Tzivah L'Ramosha, which is one of the first things we teach little kids, Torah, and they learn that in their, when they learn how to talk. And Kriyashma Mahi, Pasuk Rishon, right? So teach your kids, exactly. So Chayav Belulav, first of all, Rashi says in 18, Sukkah Membeis, Rashi, what is Chayav Belulav? L'chancho Medivraya. Right, it's in the Rabbanah, you have to mechanic, right? It's in the Rabbanah, L'chancho Medivraya. What's Lishmor Tzvillin? There's a program that is somebody coming in, so... Lishmor Tfillin. What does Lishmor Tfillin mean? So Tfillin requires Nikiyat Haguf. L'shalo yichnos bohen lebeit hakisa. Okay? You have to know, you can't, when you're Tfillin, you have to control bodily function and so on, you have to go. So once the kid is old enough to do that, Tfillin have Kedusha. Our practice for that reason is unlike Tzitzis and Matzah and Shofar, when we teach a kid to come in when he's 5 or 6, Tefillin we do maybe a month before, a couple months before. That's it. Why not? 3 months before the Yekis do that. That's it. Not earlier than that. The question is why. I think I once mentioned. I think the Or Zeruah. One of the Rishonim said why? Because it's bad enough we have to let a 15-year-old go tefillin. Because they don't have proper well, what can we do? He's in a bar chiyuva, but we don't extend
the
early. It's a separate category. Yeah, we try. So from here, from this Gemara in Sukkah, Membeis, it doesn't say who's obligated, the father or the mother, although, I stress, it does say Aviv Lokech Lotzvillim. Right? It sounds like it's talking about the father. What about the mother? Again, it could be generic. However, there is a Mishnah Gemara in Nazir, which is very important to tonight's discussion. 19. Nazir Chav Ches Membeis. The Mishnah says, Ha'ish Madir Es Beno B'Nazir, Be'ein Ha'ish Madir Es Beno B'Nazir. The rule by Nazir, a father can impose Naziris, can declare that my son will be a Nazir, but a mother can't. That's what it says. That's the Mishnah, that's the first part, the only first part of the Mishnah. The Gemara on that Mishnah, again, this is Nazir Chav Ches Membeis,
or
Chav Ches Membeis. What? No, no, even Chav. It says, Ish in, Abel Ish alo.
Oh, you want to know how we know that a woman could be a Nazir?
Yeah, yeah, that was like that, right? That's. Yeah, a woman could be a Nazir, but she can't impose. I was referring to, I mentioned in the past, that it used to be in YU years ago when Rav Shechti used to give the chinas to guys to come to the kola. Now everybody knows that it's a great joke. But he would ask, one of the questions he asked the fire here, he said, can a woman be a Nazir? He was open, the guy would have to think about declaring, all kinds of chakir to figure it out. Maybe, so he would say, yeah, but the truth of the matter is, the pasuk chumash, Isha, Isha, ki yad, yafu lindo ned and ozal shem. Isha, Isha. Right, don't need to come on to all the lovers. But now it already became a joke. In any event, but as I said, the sugi there in Ozal says the father can impose his ears, the mother can. So, Mar asked my timer, why? Yochan Omar, halachi ibn Ozir. Halacha, halacha, special bin and Ozir. Halachi ibn Ozir says, Rashman, Isha, mazir, below Isha. Why? It's a special bin, man. Halacha, 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 a special deal.
What exactly is the father doing?
He says, I'm declaring that my son's going to be a Nazir.
No, he's not.
Yeah. So now, but real to Rechanina, Amar Ish Lakish, going over to Chantos, Kedei Lechan Cho B'mitzi. That this is an aspect of Chinuch. The child should understand what it means to be a Nazir and so on. It's an aspect of Chinuch. Ask the Gemara, I hach yafil isha nami. So why can the mother? Chasava, here's the key line for us tonight. Ish chayev lechanach b'no b'mitzi. Ve'eino isha chayev lechanach b'no. There you have an open and shut Gemara. It says, the reason the father can do this is because this business with Nazir is an offshoot or a byproduct of the mitzvah of Chinuch. So Mamela, if the father is obligated in the Chinuch, he can be mother the child, and the woman who's not chayav in the Chinuch can't. So that already implies that when it comes to specific Chinuch and mitzvahs, not the type of Chinuch I mentioned before, broadly you should be a tzaddik and a good person, but specific Chinuch is only the father and not the mother. Okay, that's what it says in
Nazir.
Okay,
but
in the Nazir. Okay, so again, let's
see. Nazir to focus on the result.
And everything.
That's the problem. So there are a lot of problems with this Gemara, but all I can tell you is you can't. Ish chayav lechanach b'no b'mitzvah, ain't a ish chayav lechanach b'no, and that's what it says.
Because the Nazir means the result.
I understand, but still.
If he does it, that's the result.
So the Kiva Eger has a different comment. If you look in 20, the Kiva Eger in the Gilead HaShas, there in Nozich of Ches and Beis, he tells us, it's a print in 22, Ayin Baradak Reishmo Alam Pasuk Atido Nedi. He tells me, take a look in the Radak. Okay, you know, again, the Gilead HaShas of Kiva Eger with his own notes on the side, so sometimes you have to figure out what he's talking about. So sometimes you have to look at it. So,
if a Talmud Chacham tells you to look someplace, you should look.
So he tells you to take a look. So what's going on there? So that's the passage in Shmuel Aleph Perek Aleph. We know that's after the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Like the story of Chana, who was to be the mother of Shmuel and Avi. So it says there as follows, Perek Aleph 23, source, positive test there. V'atokam Chana of the Shiva HaFeishon. So the Eli HaKohen Yoshua HaKisam, who's the HaShem. We all know, right, Eli is sitting there, he's the Kohen, he's the Shofar at that time. And positive good, she, of course, didn't have any children at that point. But he, Moras Nofesh, V'atispala HaShem V'achos Tivkeh. And she said in positive good, Aleph, here it is, V'atidor Neder V'atoma HaShem Tzvoko Simro Sire Boni Amosecha. Chana made a tefillah, and she said, if you'll give me a child, I'll see to it that I'll give it back to you, to the house of Hashem, it'll be a Nazir. More of it, no, we'll get a haircut, it'll be a Nazir. So the Radak, there in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, 24, says, Ani Tama, Eich Chal Nidra Abinah. Chana was against this Gemara Nazir. How could it never be Chal? She Nazir. But besides the fact that Chal wasn't born yet, the Gemara Nazir is talking about about a live kid. Here it wasn't born. But okay. He said, Ein Chal Nazir, and then they're all about Chal Ha'olam. Hare Amru Ha'ish Madis Bino Nazir, Eino Ish Madis Bino Nazir. Ba'afila B'ish, and even by woman, Lo Motsu Tam El Amah Halachi Bino Nazir, special dim, in Tomar, Ki Elkana Osa Neder. Maybe, well, Chana said it, but the father of Chana. Okay, but, you know, Achrei Shama Misha. I mean, Zela Ra'ina. You know, Ike was a positive say. I don't say it. You want to kvetch, well, really, the husband's, okay, but he doesn't like it. Okay, he says, Hey, Chiniach HaPostik, Lissaper, or Lissapur, Ikar HaNeder, the Chosin Neder Chana, Shein HaNeder, the Rech Rochok, Yosar, Ani Tamiya, Eich Lo Dibur Chazal, but there are Dover, Kilo Motsosu, Ben, but there's Shum Dover, Lover, Ben, Lover, Dover. I don't know, nobody asked this kasha, but it's a pretty strong kasha. So the Radak leaves in the Tzarchim, the Kiv Egel leaves in the Tzarchim. Just take a look at the Radak, it's a pretty powerful kasha. You know the story, right? Someone, maybe a pocketbook story, somebody wrote a sefer with intent to answer all the Tzarchians from Akiva Eger. He put out everywhere Akiva Eger, right? Tzarchian, he had a terrorist. He said, except for me, couldn't figure out a terrorist. He brought it to, I don't know, it was a different story. Whether it was the Talmud, he brought it to different Rav Laskama. I looked at the sefer and said, you was okay to understand three of Akiva Eger's kasha. The Eger leaves it a Tzarchian, it's a pretty big kasha. But anyway, that's what he pointed to this Radak. Okay. But again, Lemaisa, the Gemara does say it. I mean, it's a kasha from Shmuel from Chana, but it's still a Gemara. So let's look at some other sources in the Gemara. There's the Gemara.
Kasha.
I don't mean a kasha, but are you misunderstanding the pasuk? Maybe misunderstanding something. I don't know. Okay, but they didn't answer. So let's take a look at a few other sources where the Mitzvah Chinuch comes up. There's a Gemara also in Sukkah. Earlier in Sukkah, the first mission in Sukkah, Avayim and Aleph records the machlokas in the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda regarding the maximum height of the Sukkah. Sukkah Shigvah Lamala Metzvah Sula Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Machlokas, okay, how high the Sukkah can be. The Chacham says Sukkah can't be higher than 20 amos. 20 amos is pretty high. It's a 40, it's like 40 feet. It's a four story. It's tall.
No. And Rabbi Yehuda, in Sukkah, one would be to say it's only a foot and a half.
Okay, whatever. It's still pretty high. Okay, and the Rebbe is Mashir. And the Gemara, as Rashi says in 26, the Gemara of Parsha Bakar, the Gemara has several different suggestions to the Gemara and what the Machlokas revolves around is not our problem at the moment. Okay, but later in the Gemara, days and days, the Gemara tells a story. The Yehuda wants to bring a Raya from, he's right. And days and days, 27, so Amar Yehuda, Maitabe, Helmi Hamalka, the Lud. Helmi Hamalka lived in Lud, I guess near the airport, says, Shahaiso Sukaso, Sukaso Gvoa Mesimama. She had a gigantic sukkah. She was the queen, the princess. She had a gigantic sukkah, more than Esimama. While he was the king of Nichnas and Yotzim, Shavala was over. And the Rabbanim came and never said anything to her. Yehuda said, no, I must be right. They never objected. Amrullah, they said to the Hisham Raya, Isha Haitzab, Tumana Sukkah. It's not Chayim Sukkah anyway. The woman's part of the sukkah. So women are part of it. They didn't want to insult us. They didn't say anything. Shavala hand, but 1 second. Hello, Shiva Banim Havallah, but she had children. Okay, they can tell. And she followed what the Chachamim told her to do. And the Gemara digresses. Lovely, missing the old Komaselo Osel the Chachamim. Hachi Komaselo. Kisomu Banim Ketanim Hayu. If you're going to tell me, well, they're kids. They're all babies. They weren't Chayav and Chinuch. Uktanim Betrum and Asukim. But came of the Shiva. She had 7 children. Eafshe Delahavim Bechad. One of them, at least, must have been older. It was not the what they call the Akomam or whatever. Yeah. They're all babies. Okay, the septomom, right? It wasn't like that. There was
it has to be.
Okay, but what? She had 7 children, at least. Right, exactly. That's the point. You could argue that under there's no mitzvah of chinuch. That's what Gemara is saying. But what, at least there was at least one kid.
Under three, they're not ready for
chinuch. At all. But she said 7 kids, at least one of them, probably more, must have been of age to be educated. That's exactly the point. Therefore, I'd be kosher. This is what the Nikosha is when you educate a child to the kosher manner. But anyway, the Chi same will cotton chain will talk to him when we drop bottom from the Chai. And if you're going to tell me it's only a Chi who dropped bottom and she didn't care about it, that's not true. Toshma, the old Komaselo also, Ela Pichachamim. Okay? So, just as a side point, okay, again, she quotes it more later, Tzarchlimo. It says cotton chain of Tzarchlimo. That's the age, we'll see in a second, of what age it was a sukkah. He doesn't need his mom anymore. We'll see what that means. And that's the Rabbanan. Rashi says, she's kiku laharga, it's a katla mitzvah, she's a royla, k'dei shemichonach, we're arguing, it's like we explained. Who was Helmi Amalka? Just as a side point, 29 and 30. There's a street in Yerushalayim, Rechol Helmi Amalka. So this Helmi Amalka, according to Rashi and Baba Basud, Av Yud Aleph and Aleph, Gemara there talks in the sukkah of Tzaka about a gentleman by the name of Munbaz Hamelech. So the Gemara says, who is he? He was one of the children. Mizera hachashmonoim. Mizera hachashmonoim. She was somewhere in the Hasmonean dynasty. Okay, that's what Rashi Mulabasa says. I know that's the problem.
It's the Greek name.
Yeah, but okay, but still, the Teferis Yisrael elsewhere in the Mishnah Yuma Per Gimel Mishnah Yud Os Nunches, he quotes this Rashi. He says Mizera hachashmonoim, but he has a different tradition. Rashi's Rabba. That these were children held in Amaku, they were in Gairu, they were the family of Gairu. They were not from the Hasmonean, not from the Hasmonean. Okay, I don't know whoever they were exactly. They were Gairu Tzedek, but they were from the Hasmonean. They were not from the Hasmonean. Okay, whoever they were. But so we know that in general, Katanim are part. The Mishnah says that we learn move to 31. Mishnah again in Sukkah. Chav Chesmon Aleph. No Shimon Katanim Tzur in Sukkah. But Katon Sheino Tzorich Leimo Chayv in Sukkah. A kid who no longer needs his mother. Is that the age to start educating them? So what do I mean? The Gemara asked on Chav Chesmon Beis. Well, cotton shenel tzarach limo hechi domi cotton shenel. So what does that mean? The Amr de Rabbi calls the nifne the ain imo mekan chazal. And the kid basically toilet trained. He doesn't need his mother to change him anymore. He's old enough. Okay. Okay. One second. He says he doesn't need his mother anymore to clean him up. Okay. And Shimon Lokis Omer calls the neor mishnaso the ain o kore imo. He wakes up at night, going to call mommy, he starts screaming in the middle of the night for his mother. So the Gemara says, Gedolim Nami, because some older people, okay, he doesn't call Ima Ima. Okay, so that's what
the... Is it subjective or is it one age?
Oh, so the answer is...
Each kid.
Whenever that kid reaches the age, he doesn't need any more the middle of the day. He doesn't wake up screaming in the middle of the night. Now, Tosis, as addresses your issue, Tosis there in Chav Chesmon Beis, he wants to come to Kotin Shigil HaChinuch 34, Tosis says at the end, the hashto higia lechinuch, the concept of higia lechinuch, the amrina b'chol duchta, which comes up in so many cases, Tosaf tells them, it's obvious, but he spells it out. Ein kulam shavim. Not every mitzvah is the same, not every kid's the same. Ela kol echad l'fi'in yada. You have to look at each case and figure out what's going on. Yeah, the hoch amrina b'ein sarach limo. Here, the age is, he doesn't need his mother anymore in the middle of the night. The gabi chagiga, the mitzvah chinuch is shiocho lalos. He can walk, you know, to alalarego. We said he knows how to shake the lulav, and Gabi Tzitzit, he knows how to put it on. So those aren't all the same age. It's not the exact same with every kid. It depends on the circumstances. Now, as a side point, the I'm in the Master of Vitri. Master of Vitri has nothing to do with the Master, like Rosh Hashanah Kippur or Master. Master of Vitri is from the base measure of Rashi. The word Machzor means the cycle, the Jewish year, the cycle of the year. It has tefillah in it. The Master of Vitri does have tefillah, but it's not a sitter. It has many halachas in the base mention of Rashi. So the Master of Victory, in Siman Shin Nun Tes, it says, in Tomar, the same question, Mai Shna Gabi Sukkah, Yoav Shur, the cotton chance of Limo Chai B'Sukkah, who do we honor Rishakish? The Gabi Raya, Ri'iya, Yoav Shur, Achwin, the cotton chance of Limo Chai B'Sukkah, right, he holds his father's hand. And by Erev in this year, and with that, what's the idea? So he says, again, he says, depends, he says, Nira the Rebbe, my Rebbe says, maybe Rashi, Da'kol Me'ein Mitzvah, for Yoav Shur. It has to do with the mitzvah itself. Okay, Tavanek says, what does it mean? Why is Sukkah, he doesn't call his mother in the middle of the night? And I'll tell you why. Because one of the mitzvahs of Sukkah is to sleep in a Sukkah. That's the mitzvah. We may have excuses now. The chutzlar is not to sleep in a Sukkah. But in principle, the mitzvah is sleep in a Sukkah. Gabi Sukkah, the mitzvah is the lishimba. So therefore, the shear of the age has to do with night. The kid wakes up screaming in the middle of the night for his mother. That means he's not old enough to sleep in a Sukkah. The mother's not there. Okay? And Lulav, the mitzvah is to shake it. There's no one knows how to shake it and so on. That's what the Master Mitzvah says. Now, the Mekiva Eger is bothered because the Mekiva Eger there in Sukkah, okay, sends us, he's bothered by the statement that the Gemara says, since one of the kids, of the seven kids, at least one of the kids was old enough to be a chinuch, doesn't need his mother, probably more than one of the seven, but at least one of the seven, have seven kids, you know, at least a couple will be old enough, they don't need to call the mother in the middle of the night anymore, which is crazy. Right. Yeah, that's right. But still, so we keep Eger there in Sukkah, the Gila Shas asked, on Bezer Bez 36, he says, what do you mean she's chayav d'rabbanan? He says, ayin yuma d'afei Bezer al v'tosu yishanam, which we'll see in a second, okay? And he says, what? Yishanam means the oath. We were in high school, so one time a boy read it to the Tosi Yishanim. He goes, you're the Tosi Yishanim. We're talking here about the Tosi Yishanim. You guys sleep in Shia, but that's the Tosi Yishanim. The Tosi Yishanim. Anyway, he says, take a look at Tosi Yishanim, okay? And he says, cotton shades. He says, what do you mean? We said, look at the end of the Kibbe. Afil Dabbana, Mechaiba, Eel, Echanechos, Mechaiba, 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 Echanechos, Mechai She doesn't have the obligation. Based on Gemara Nazir, she has no obligation. Why does the Gemara say that one of the kids older says she should have made sure her sukkah was the right height? Because if not for herself, at least for the kid, she has no such chiyuv. So let's take a look in Yuma. Let's follow Kivayga's suggestion. The sugya in Yuma is about the age at which we start educating children to fast on Yom Kippur. Okay? Pei Beis and Aleph in Yuma, Mishnah, and it's by the way, boys and girls. Hatinokos ein ma'aras on Yom Kippurim. Kids don't have to fast on Yom Kippur, but avamechanchen osonet meishonav meishosad. A year or two before, the shil shiur gilin mitzvah. That's the mission in Yuma. You start educating the child to fast on Yom Kippur. Now, Rashi says, mechanchen is what does it mean? So, lefi l'shos, they have to fast the whole day, but they skip breakfast, you know, depending on the kid, right? Fast something, okay? And it says a year or two. Why does it say a year or two? So the Gemara says, on the 39, right? Pei Beis Manav, the Gemara says, Hashri Shtayim, Mechanchem, Beishonav, why does it say a year or two? The answer is, we're talking about a healthy kid or a sickly kid. I mean, it depends on, again, it goes back. Some kids with a stronger physical constitution, they can start already 2 years before. Other kids have a weaker physical constitution, they can start 1 year before. You have to look at each case. That's the emergency, huh?
But it's interesting, though, you're going to say that, then. Why is it the whole age of being a bar chiyuv or a bar?
Right. Why is that a final age? So that already, it's a good question. I mean, the Mishnah says ben shoshu the mitzvah. That's right. Mishnah Pirkei says ben shoshu the mitzvah. The otherwise, but it's a good horror. But again, there, okay, you know, there are some who say the rush, right? So the tshuva. How do we know the 13th? It says ben shoshu the mitzvah.
This morning,
or 12. So that's another right. But that this measure we started with said that until the age of 13. This is one of the sources, but there are other midrashim that seem to indicate that. But the Rosh says at the end of the day, it's like all other shiurim. How do we know that a mitzvah has to be 40 saw? How do we know this is 10 tefachim? Halacha Rosh Mishnah. So he says that the answer is Halacha Rosh Mishnah. That's what the Rosh
Mishnah says.
Now, we'll get to this. So Yuma, there, Pei Beis, so that's Tosfos Shon Nemeh. He says at age 9 or 10, you begin with this. And again, it depends. Okay? And the Gemara seems to imply. When it hit 12, so then she should, you know, mashumi daraisa. Okay. Anyway, let's look at the Tosfos Shana, 41. Tosfos Shana Yuma Pei Beis Malala. Ben Shmona, so first of all, he says, Koshali, Amrina ben Nazir, the Gemara says, Ishmael is beno ben Nazir, because of the Omar Kadela Chanacho, which is beno in bitolo. We didn't do that part, that's not tonight's Shia. Says the daughter also not, and here it implies there is Chinach by a daughter. The Mishnah specifically mentioned, the Mishnah, the Gemara Yuma specifically mentioned, that's his first Kasha. So he says, "V'yesh Shlomar, the Hosam lo Iri el Adafka le'in Nizirus." That Gemara is a special din by Nizirus. Av Avadai le'in Shar Mitzvus Chayav lechancho. You definitely have to train the daughters too. Okay. V'im Tomar, one second. Hadar Mina, as just referred to it. V'chol Duchta Katan Ochel Mevelos Ein Bezin Letzul Lafrishto. We have a din that if you see a kid violating an Avera, not your kid, a kid, you know, he's doing something else on Shabbos or whatever, a little kid. So it's not the Bezdin job, and by Bezdin will mean somebody, you know, somebody else. It's not another person's job to go tell him you can't eat that. You can't do that on Shabbos. 1 second. If there's a mitzvah to mechanech the child, certainly you can't let him do an issur, right?
But he
says, Omer, so he says, not so fit. One second. Omer, here's what I want to get to. Mitzvah, one of the Balaites says, the chinuch lo shayach ala shayat mitzvah lo perushim yisurim. So yes, chinuch is only, you don't have to stop him from doing yisurim. Chinuch is only what you do. After all, if you think about it, well, low-touch, it's passive. You're not doing anything. You got to get the kid in the habit of doing things. You don't necessarily have to stop him. Okay? Yom Kippur. That's all, you know. Right. He says Yom Kippur is an asay, because we need to stop the
thing.
That's why we start later. Okay, well, no, chinuch is not
about a say. Between the lulav and trey starts early.
No, he's saying that trey is not good at all.
So one second. When a kid is 3 years old and he understands, don't go on the street.
So according to the
Talmud, don't eat trey.
According to the Gemara, ain't bezu tzurim l'pirshu. You don't have to stop.
Don't let the father.
One second. Then it says the Rebbe. My Rebbe says. The Gemara there that says ain't bezdin mitzvah lafrisho, ain't bezdin mitzvah lafrisho, but the father certainly does. The father is supposed to tell his own kid not to. Another person, outside person, okay, doesn't have to. Ain't bezdin mitzvah lafrisho, but the father does. Okay, and now he says, but the implication of Tosfos Shon is dafka the father and not everybody else, not even the mother. Hi, Helmi Hamalka. Look what Tosafot Shem says. This is what Kiv Egri is getting at. Omai to the Helmi Hamalka, Shiyoshua, he, Yeshiva ben Abisukram, Shema Havalahem, oh, no, the father was there too.
It's like,
again, like back to Radak. You know, but that's what he says. Maybe the father was there also. Why was he mentioned? So maybe he was, she was the queen, but he was.
So
like,
should have
everybody talks about, everyone talks about Queen Elizabeth.
Exactly.
Right, Prince Saul.
Yeah, I've been in Hebrew 2005.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you refer to the queen, so Queen Elizabeth, half the people don't know who the prince is. Prince Philip, right? She's the main heir to the throne.
She was the more.
Right? But Helena Malka was the more public, and that's why the father was there.
What if they don't have a father?
What's the way to do? Rafila Lohoyle Hemog.
Besides that, they were trying to prove that was something was kind of. They're trying to prove
that Sukkot's question. I understand, but from the story. No, but again, the Gemara's conclusion was that because there were kids, and she's chayav in the midst of chinuch, then she should have made sure that the sukkah was kosher. So keep the anger. What do you mean? She's not chayav in the midst of chinuch.
So
he said,
give
the parents the father was there.
But the person was pastor because of other reasons. Like the shulchan mitzvah.
No. The Gemara tries to prove she's chayav in the midst of sukkah. Not for herself, at least for a kid. Therefore, the sukkah shouldn't have been taller than a certain height. That's the problem. So then the Gemara says, but the Kivei Gries, that's the Tosafot Shem, but she's not chayav in sukkah. Not chayav in chinuch either. What are you bothering her for? So the answer is, you're right, the father was there. Or he says, even the father wasn't there, so she was mechanech, she wasn't obligated, but she did it anyway. Is that wrong? No, is it? Now, if you take a look in Chagig. Yeah, but there's a specific. Right.
It doesn't
differentiate
between the, you know,
father and the mother. So, let's take a look in Chagiga. There's a question. Look in the Mishnah Chagiga, Beis Amud Aleph, 42. Hakol Chayav Dereiya. This is, you know, Shalosh Paman Bashana Yeroya Kol Zvorcha. You have to go and, you know, appear in the Beis Hamikdash, etc. This is the Reiya and bring Karbanos and so on. Chutz Mecherish Shadur Cotton. Certain people are exempt. Okay, and an Ezel Cotton. What's a cotton for this purpose? A pot of the Mishnah Reiya. One opinion is he's too young to even ride his father's shoulder. We're going. He can't walk by himself. So, okay, that's fine. So Rashi writes, okay, very important. Rashi, based on Al-Khagiga, writes, so look at the second last Rashi, okay, Ezel Kot, etc. Of mikan va'elach, once the kid can walk by himself, afal pishon chayv in haTorah, he tilu chacham al aviv ve'al imo. The Rashi's mafurish in Chagiga beizim aleph that the mitzvah of chinuch is on father and mother. What's doing the sugya nazar? I don't know. We'll get to it. But Rashi's mafurish, and he says al aviv imo. He says that, and he's talking about a particular mitzvah. So clearly, at least according to Rashi, there's no doubt that the mitzvah is upon aviv and imo. Okay, that'll answer. There's no problem. Held them out. There was no husband involved. There was no Prince Philip. She was there alone. Doesn't matter. According to this, right? That she was chayav, and the Gemara works out very well. You don't need any fancy tirutzim. But keep angry, ask based on the Gemara, does it? But you have again, it's not a mission. It's the rational interpretation of the mission. There's a Shumat Hadesh in Simon Tzadi Dalet 44. He says, Katan she'ein lo av. I'm sorry, when mechayav mitzvah sukkah lecha lishum olav, what if the child has no father, and so on. So he says, if I think of it, he quotes a Tosafot Shan, because that's, we have that as a Tosafot Shan.
On the mother or the community?
We're talking about the mother.
We're not saying the community. If
a
child doesn't have a father, who's the
right, right. There's a different child, which maybe I get to. But the twist of Deshan quotes this whole Tosafot Shan. He quotes a Tosafot Shan. You know, the sense, that's the MS. You know, it could be there was a thing. I'm not sure it was. And he gives the, huh?
He came from Koshi.
That's a Sarakuti, somebody else.
Oh,
okay, so this is Shan. So anyway, the tier three, the chinuch tanim less elav av alav adam acher lo. He quotes the re on the second line. The chinuch tanim is less elav av alav adam acher lo. Doesn't say mother, but he says adam acher vechalachin ein mitzvah mafrisho. Okay, so and they ask, what about Helmi Amalka? He says again, shema hayalem av. Maybe there was a father there. Okay, and even if not, maybe she's doing it as a mitzvah and son. And he quotes our ghost mamas like that, but he's not thrilled. Okay, let's say with these tirutim. He says, Sochach, he quotes the vision, maybe it's only a mitzvah saseh, but not a mitzvah lo saseh. In any event, he says that it's, he seems to say that there is a mitzvah. The Meiri, in 45, immediately on that sugya nazir, okay? Because again, the sugya nazir is pretty starkly against what he said. Okay?
But somebody said a couple times that nazir is something different.
Oh, one second. But the problem, yeah, even if nazir is something different, that's what, you take a look, it says openly, look back at 19, Ish chayav l'chanach b'no b'mitzvah. They know Ish chayav l'chanach b'no, it's pretty straight, yeah.
Why
is that
a long
concept?
Okay, there's truth to that still, but we're asking about a specific view, not a general view. That's a general view, you're right. Okay, but that's, and also the question of the Pagan Iris were cut. Yeah, it's only once it's just circular, it's only once it's chayav. I don't think that'll work.
Actually. Also, every child is different. You don't know the child.
That's another point. You know, how do you know what's coming?
Yeah. We didn't distinguish between a mitzvah chiyuvit and a mitzvah kiyum.
Okay, let's see.
I mean, it's based.
So listen to what the Miri says. He says, also, like Rashi, he says in the Sugya Nazir, he says, okay. He also mentioned Avvaim. And that's based on the Sugya Nazir. So he basically would say, Matthew, you said, the Sugya Nazir says, and Nazir's is different. Why? When we come, as it relates to what you said, when we come, Makom, Dvarim, Elu, Kulam, Mitzvah, Sheshban, Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv to be a Nazir to begin with. Okay? Avo Mitzvah, Tchulis, Bertsona, so other, a guy can decide, I want to be a Nazir, Nana. Then, there's no Chiyuv of Chinuv. Okay? And what I think the Miriam may be driving at, and it could be, I'm just going to suggest, it could be that this question is actually the Machlokas of Yochanan HaShokish. Because you go back to that Tzugi Nazir, Rabbi Yochanan said, why doesn't the mother do it? Halacha, it's a special halacha of Shemit Sinai. Okay? It was only Reish Lakish who brought up the idea that, well, it's a function of Chinuch, and therefore the father's chayav in the Chinuch. Good. That's what Shita Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't give that parrot, Rabbi Yochanan said the mother can't be madir the son, because he, why? Halacha, it's a special halacha of Shemit Sinai by Nazir. And if we can't extrapolate anything about Chinuch, that has nothing to do with Chinuch. The special things. It could be the suggestion that this issue, whether the mother has a Chinuch, is part of the Machlokas of Yochanan Shlokas. In general, we're coming to Yochanan in the place of Shlokas. So we could be that Rashi and Chagiga and this Miriam, they're all saying, yeah, the mother is Chayav. I just think, you know, that was a sheet of Shlokas. We're going to pass back to Shlokas and finish. The way to get out of it, then you have no problem with Halei Masa. Again, I'm saying it, but, you know, I don't know if you're that guy who's not Zochan and Sam, but keep angry after the Akasha. You know, he tells you, look, it's still, I think at least you could suggest that. Yeah.
The point is, though, if you teach someone how to do something, here you go, poof, you're attacked. I mean, it's not chinuch. You just have the ability to accomplish something.
Right, but it means you're going to tell them what
they
have to do now. There is some kind of aspect. Let's take a look. The sugi about losa says, the sugi in your vomit. Mara's interest is, famous sugi in your vomit. Scripture and Gimel. And I understand, I'm just saying, we can answer the whole kasha from Nazir just by saying, yeah, okay, that's the sheet of Chuyah. That's the sheet of Reish Lakish. But Yochanan disagrees. And he says it's a special din by Nazir. And I think that's what the Miri is driving at. Okay? Yeah, and I think that's the Miri's writing that here. On the Sugya Nazir back in, on Tesman Al. So I just want to finish with a couple other sources at a low spot there. So that's the famous Sugya Nivam. It starts on the bottom of Kufi Gimel Beis, going over to Kufi Dalman Al and Yuvam. So Kumar tells a story there. We have to bar bisna, irkasu le mafticha de beis, b'emesh ha-brush, the rabbi Shabbat. Apparently, the keys to the shul were left before Shabbat was ever out in the field, the yard, near the shul. Okay? And they knew it was there, but there was no Eretz. She couldn't carry. So I'm going to get the keys now to open up the shul. So he asked the commander of the dust. He asked the dust, what am I supposed to do? So I'm like, Zil devar kali v'tayv v'tayv v'tayv. Get the little boys and little girls to play over there. Okay, one of them will find the keys. Oh, I found the keys. They'll bring it in. Right? That's basically what happened. One of the kids will carry the key to the shul because they'll find it when they're playing in that field. Right? The mishkacha l'maisilu. When you're setting it up so the kids are doing avera. So Alma Kosover apparently caught on Ochel Nevelos, a kid who eats non-kosher. That's the paradigm. A kid who does an avera, this, here in this case, carrying on Shabbos. One second. Ain Bezim Mitzvah L'Afrisho. That's the Gemara's Raya that you see from there that they set up. Is the kid's going to do an Isser? Now you can distinguish the rice, the bun, or whatever. But we'll get to that.
If you can make him do it, certainly you don't have to stop.
Exactly. Ain Bezim Mitzvah L'Afrisho. Let the kids play there. And then, now, later on in the Daf. Later on in the daf, the Gemara quotes three psukim from Chumash about Yisurim. What is in the famous Shmini Perkei Aleph, Pesukim Beis Yikra, right? The Isser of share of eating shrotim, certain types of animals, rodents, or whatever, reptiles. So it says lo sochlum, lo sochlum. Okay, so that's one pasuk. Bear that in mind. Then that's Nachremos Perkei Zayin Pesukim Beis. It says by the Isser of achilat dam, kol nefesh mikem lo sochal dam. No Jew can eat dam. And then the famous three, and double language. All three cases, the Gemara says 1 second. The Gemara says, Yavamas kuf yadal an alaf. It says, lo sochum kishekatem. We read it, lo sachilum, lahazir agdolim alaktanim. Sounds like the adults do have to stop the kids from doing their favorite. Right? So how can you tell me above?
No, just says, you can't make them do
it. Yes. The Gemara answers, lo. The lo literally been dying. That means you can't urge him to do. You can't give it to him. He does on his own. You don't have to stop him. They try the same thing. Call nefshim lo sochal dam. How does it go and come again? My love, the amr lo lo sochu. Don't you have to stop him? No, lo listen to your dam. The same thing. Emor Ramar said about a coin becoming tomei. So lemaisa, in all these cases, the Gemara says that there is an issur. There's definitely usur for anybody. You can't walk up to a kid and give here have this cheeseburger. Or here's to do this on Shabbos. That's called safin of the adayim. You're actively telling him to do that. He can't do. But if he does it on his own, unless you're the parent, you're up to stop. It's not your business.
Which is not blowing
up. That's
now, encouraging them to play in the field.
So, but that was indirect. That's the point. They didn't tell him, go look for keys. Don't play over here. They set it up. That's a step removed.
Oh,
anyway.
Every Shabbos?
Huh? No, happened one time.
One time.
One tells a story.
Another.
Oh, one time. Now, Tosis there in those there. Okay, on Chav Ches with Beis. Explains that Shita that we saw in the, distinction between the parent and somebody else. So I will leave that alone for now. Again, he says that there's a difference between Chinuch for Mitzvah Say and for Lo Saseh. He doesn't call that Chinuch. What about Yom Kippur? It's a Lo Saseh. No, it's a Nasei because it's Nisan. Okay, so we saw that really before. Let's take a look in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Hilchos Machalos Asuris, we'll finish up with the Halachot. Hilchos Machalos Asuris, Perek Yitzayin, Halacha Chav Zayin. Katan She'ochal Echal Mechalos Asuris. O She'osim Halacha B'Shap. Whatever the kid did, whatever affair it was. Okay? He says, Ein Bezim Metumal Ova Frishol V'Sh'en Ben Da'as. Let's remember, the kid's a minor. He's not a Ben Da'as. You don't have to stop him. V'mezu Amavur M'She'osim Atmo. He did it on his own. Avel Ha'achil B'Yadayim Osim. Even by Drabonis. That's the Machol. He said even by Drabonis. But Halacha Chav Ches. The father, he doesn't say the mother, he says the father, it can be the diet, but he doesn't say the mother. Same thing in Hilchos Ava Paragimach is based by Thomas Cohen. Cohen Cotton is supposed to not make him tummy, but if he does on his own, he goes into a cemetery on his own, and Bezim Mitzvah Lavash Ava Ovim Tarach Mechanach Abitush. And Shulchan Aruch, one of the places that didn't reply is in Shin Mem Gimel of Arachayim. If all of them are Shabbos, cotton ochal avails ain't bezim is official. Well, ovid mitzvah ligobo, lachil bedayim usher, and so on.
That's like the Rambam.
Okay, right, like just like the Rambam, it tells what age and so on. There, the Mogen Avram in 57 to cotton aleph writes, avol imo ain't a mitzvah. The Mogen Avram accepts the Gemara Nazir. The kachi ben Nazir daf chavtes shmot hadesh and the story. Helmi amalka, you have to give whatever tirutz we gave and so on. And that's the din by the Mogen Avram accepts that it's not the mother's obligation. And the Machta Shekel on the back page now, the Machta Shekel explains always the one I'm wrong. Machta Shekel says, I received my teretz that I gave you before, that made that Gemara is only Rabbi Yochanan. He says, but it's truly possible Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shalkish. I said that that was the first time I spoke. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Rabbi Shalkish because he disagreed with this Yisod that the mother's. He disagreed. He says, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. But he said, we don't have to, we have a general principle. We don't make up machlokzim where it's not clear there's a machlokas. The Gemara would have said it. After Shekel explained the Mogen Avram, in fact, it's Dochen, as far as I suggested before. I suggested that Miri is saying it. But he suggests, no. He says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, and Rabbi Shlokh is the only one who has this problem. But again, he says, even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, doesn't mean that what Rabbi Shlokh said was wrong in terms of the chinuch aspect. It's wrong as to the reason why it doesn't work by Naziris, especially, but its underlying principle will be correct. Why should we assume that there's a machlokes? Okay, the answer is, well, Rashi seems to say it, otherwise, and so on, but I want to wear that map to Shekel. And the Shaburit of Cotton Bays says, after he quotes that there's no mitzvah on the mother, according to some, he writes, Yesh machonim, shesover in the mitzvah, chinech muto agam alayim. But he says there is some who say there is a mitzvah on the mother, and Rosh Hashulchan certainly says that way, the same thing in Shimrim Gimel, Sif Aleph, Yesh mitzvah, the pito ena mechul lechane, the chena ena mechul ves, the chinech vodan, I think both are wrong. Ukvar birayim, the makam echad, the eno, the gamma aim chayav tichinuch, the gamma abat mekom mechinuch. Hashulchan is pretty clear that both, it doesn't matter father or mother, both chayav, it doesn't matter son or daughter, they're all chayav tichinuch. In Hilchus Sukkah also, because we call the din of Sukkah, the tough reish men, Kohen Shem Asuich Limo, and so on, 5 or 6, chayav the Sukkah the resultant, kiyad the chayav chobim mitzvah, and the Magen Avraham says, in there too, he's consistent, in Kotten Gimel, he says, V'imo, eino chayav is the chanukho. Right? He says, he sticks his gun. He says, the mother is not chayav in the chinuch. The Elia Rabba, kind of in the middle, in the top reish mem, some cotton dalit, says, V'imelo, of the mentioned reforma, then eino chayav is the chanukho. There's no mother, then there's no father, then the mother does have to do it. I just want to mention quickly, it's not on the sheet, the stifler has an essay on Sukkah. I think it's the second entry in the Kilos Yaakov on Sukkah. He wants to say it's an old Hakira, someone alluded to before. Whose obligation is it? An old Hakira, is it, we say the Zechir B'chinah Drabbana. It means the Drabbana, the kid is Chayav, or the Drabbana, the parents have to decide. Some say, well, you can't have the kid being Chayav anything.
Right.
It's a kid. The other hand, no, maybe the Drabbana, the kid's old enough, he becomes Chayav. So there are riots either way. What the disciple wants to say, if I understand it correctly, he wants to say that, no, they're both right. The riots, both, they're both right. There is a Chayav on the parent. But there is, or the part of the father, there's also some form of a chiyuv on the katan. So there are riots to it. Another time I'll talk about. What's that? Huh?
To be mitzvah.
Right. He has to do this mitzvah. Neither Rabbanan, the kid has to wait.
Rabbanan cannot create a chiyuv that wasn't. That doesn't exist. No. They can only do it because of Ushmat and Mishmati.
No, that's exactly. But if I can't Rabbanan, Chanukah didn't exist.
No, but they can't be the chayiv a katan. It can be chayav because they're already chayav to listen to the chanan.
Okay,
but the kid is not chayav to listen to the chanan.
Okay, but there are riots again. That's a shiur by itself. But I just want to mention what the side said. As soon as they're both right, as soon as they're both sheetahs and there are makoros to each, they said maybe the mother is not chayav out the chiyuv of the parent to the child. That's only the father. But out the fact that the child has a chiyuv, so now the mother, like any other person. You know, any other, when you can play a role, name mitzvah, so you have to play that role. Right? And you have to go ahead and do this mitzvah for the sake of the child. He's chayav, he's a little kid. You're the mother, you got to teach him.
You're
not off your own obligations, off the other obligations. That's
right.
That goes back. Right. Now, let me just finish up quickly. We know that the practical nafkamina that may come out of this, on this I'm done, okay, is a bracha. It's in Reish Chav Heis, his days in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. Right, the kid becomes bar mitzvah. Go back to that medrash we started with. Right, the medrash here in Bereishis Rabba, Samach Gimel Yud. So it says, "Yesh Omer Mishenase Beno Bar Mitzvah Yivarech Baruch Ato Hashem Al Kenach Lam Sheptarani Me'on Shoshul Zeh." That's a big shir. Baruch Sheptarani. Right, we do it. It's a total baruch below Shem Malchus. Right, we don't do it with Shem Hashem. We do make such a bracha. So the Prima Godim says there, it's in Reish Chaf Hei and Sifkat Hei, Yesh Avram Ubeisho Shenase Beno Bar Mitzvah. He ain't mechuyavis lechancho. According to that Magen Avraham, right? The woman doesn't have to educate, therefore she can't say the bracha baruch shabtarani. Interesting question. What if there's no father, the father's away, can the mother say baruch shabtarani? Well, according to the Prima Gana, it would appear not. Because if the bracha is a function of chidduch, so then the mother's not in the mix.
What about the daughter makes 12?
That's a different question. When the daughter ages 12, so we assume that since there's nothing noticeable that ever happened when she turned 12, not public, so there's no opportunity for bracha. You don't know. The kid, the boy, counts their minions, they put on phone. Okay, let me just end again to come, I mentioned before, the Mr. Brewer himself, right, the Simon Rosai, the Cotton Yod, a Birchus Torah. He says, he quotes in that Shalom, the Tommy Tia Tilos Ha'av, Ve'a Aim, Shagura B'fiem, with Pala B'Aim, Shalom B'Torah, with Tzadik, Balamidus Tovos. So the Mr. Brewer does a Lamaisa, in terms of the Tfila, I don't know whether it's a technical obligation on the mother, that we said is Machlokas, possibly Machlokas Rishon, maybe possibly Machlokas. I'm a run in the Gemara, maybe. Not for sure, it's not, but it could be that the Machlokas in the Gemara, but certainly Machlokas dreams in the Mishalim and the Machlokas are Hanuman Achlaskin. But certainly, in terms of davening and everything else, the mother should certainly daven for the child as well to be successful in Torah Mitzvah. especially when you say Brichas Torah and so on. Okay, I'll go to the book. Next week, I'm here next week. There will be shiur.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'm going on Thursday, but I'll be back to shop.
Is it possible that the mother of the child is invited?